This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre- and post-game show co-host.
Wow, this team's not for the faint of heart. Let's put it that way.
No. Special teams is another storyline for these Chicago Bears, and fortunately it was going to be written as a bad storyline, and now it comes down to a victorious storyline, the way they did it with the kickoff return and the field goal there. But what a game.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
I gotta let the guitar play out. That's the rules. I don't make the rules. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We always love talking to Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured Bear, the former long snapper. He's always a long snapper to us, and he has the IPA. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also part of our football pre- and post-game show that you can hear before and after every Bears game. We always love to hear what he has to say. And I feel like that's the new vibe check with you, Patrick. Like, we love talking to you after these Bears wins, but to get a divisional win in Minnesota, what is the mood after you watch that one?
Well, if you look out your window, it's cloudy and gloomy, right? But not to me. This is a whole lot of fun, guys. This is unbelievable, man. The sun's shining today in my world.
I love this answer, Patrick. And I want to know, when you look at this team being 7-3, where did you picture them after 10 games when the season started? And how many games did you even think that they would win this season, let alone up to this point?
Yeah, I was 8 or 9. I was hoping for that. And the thing I was evaluating the most, or wanted to evaluate the most, was Caleb. Did we have a franchise quarterback? Where are we seeing growth? Where are we kind of seeing that, you know, pre-snap, post-snap, growth that you want to see in a quarterback to become an elite quarterback? And as far as wins, you know, I did not suspect 7-3. But that's the crazy thing about the NFL with injuries. You know, that's why they say you play who you got to play. But you know, they've taken care of business, and they're building on something, and they keep talking about it as belief. And I'll say it again, a big believer in belief, that it goes a long way in that locker room. But I am shocked that they're 7-3 right now, and I didn't think that they would put themselves in a position to be talking about a playoff seed. You know, not just talking about getting in the playoffs, but a playoff seed.
All right, I need you to put the helmet on, Patrick.
Okay.
Put the football helmet on.
Let me dust it off, though.
Yeah, okay. Dust it off real good.
But
real good.
But just don't disrupt the mullet too much.
No, don't do that.
Mullet's gone. That's, you know, when you turn 50, you can't have a mullet anymore.
Yes, you
Why
can.
Not?
Having hair is a flex.
Yeah, ask me about it.
Yeah, did you hear Olin the other day? Olin talking about it? Remember,
I said
he was asking. He was coming to me for hair. Like, he wanted solution from me. And that's what I'm going to work on with him.
You gotta go to Noah Urlacher for that stuff.
Oh, that's right. All
I
right.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
We got a guy for that.
You do have a guy, yes. Maybe I got to talk to, you know, the power alleys are getting pretty deep here. Maybe I got to talk to Urlacher about that. You got to see the power alleys. Look at the shiny forehead.
I have a widow's peak, too. What's my excuse?
Well, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Your hair's way more forward.
It's all hair, it's all genetics.
Oh, well, a little bit. Yeah, but you have so much more hair than the rest of us. Come on. All right, the helmet is on.
Unfortunately, it used to be on my face as well when I was younger.
The helmet is
confessions.
On. Well, oh, really?
I had a mustache as a kid.
Sick. That's hot.
I'm all Persian. Right. What can I do?
Grody, you're letting us into some stuff there. That's amazing.
Hey, you know what? You guys know
Grody's
I've said
just
this
an
before.
Open book.
Like, none of us are perfect. Whatever. No. So the point is, yeah, grow your mullet at 50. Who cares?
Exactly. I could use some patchwork here. Where's our, well, the hair restorations? I'll use it. Anyway, the helmet is on for you right now because you've been on teams, Patrick, where the Bears get off to a fast start. I always reference, and I know it's getting tiresome, 2001. When you're going through a season like that, and you kind of know, or do you know in the back of your head, well, I'm not sure if we're this good. What are the players really thinking about this 7-3 start right now? Are they realistic about it as well?
You know, you enjoy it as what you do. Like those back-to-back wins that Mike Brown, you know, those interceptions, those are some you just scratch your head and you can't believe you pulled those off, but you enjoy it. And then you do. Like I'll go back to that word belief again. You start believing that that stuff can happen. And they see they're at 7-3, and, you know, they're not going to talk about playoffs outwardly. But I remember Lovey always saying, all right, guys, here's where we are at this time of the year. Here's where we are. Here's where we stand, and this is what we can do. So, yeah, they're starting to believe that. They're starting to feel that. The thing is, you have to make sure as a coach and a coaching staff, you're not looking past the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, it's week to week, but what you've done up to this point, if you've set yourself up in a position that each game matters more. You know what I mean? Like, we're not talking about draft picks or coaching changes or things like that. They feel that feeling as well in that locker room. They're thinking about potential playoffs. What is this Pittsburgh win going to mean to them? What does a loss mean to them? So that's the way you feel when you have a helmet on.
Patrick, I also want to ask you about this. I think it was a roller coaster for special teams for sure. Mm-hmm. But I want to start at the end here. I feel like the Bears were purposefully running to the right side because they wanted to get that ball in a place where Cairo Santos could have the most accuracy. We saw him hook the 45-yarder to the left and miss. What did you think when you saw how they were trying to set him up at that time on the final drive?
I thought, first off, and that's a good point because I really haven't thought about that one. I was thinking more of just getting the yards because yards are most important in that situation. You know, you're just hoping you can make the kick. What you're hoping is get to a kicking spot, like a certain yard line. So I think they were going behind their strength. That's what I saw on that. But we also know that Cairo does like to kick from the right hash as well. And he did miss the 45-yarder pulling it left. And he did pull the game winner a little left, but it was inside the upright. So I don't think so much it was get to the right hash. I think it's more of just who are our best players, who are we going to run behind, and how do we get the most yards on this play?
Patrick, happy to have you as always here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, this segment with Patrick Manley, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. That's Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. I'm looking at this standings right now. I look at the fact that it's just the Rams and the Eagles ahead of them. They have the Eagles next week. Is it crazy to start thinking about the possibility that this team can win the division and challenge for the one seed?
Oh, man, that's tough. The good thing is they do get to face the Eagles, so we get to evaluate them that way, right? Vic Fangio and that defense against Ben Johnson and that offense is going to be fun. The Steelers are, you know, a much better opponent. And if you think about it in two ways, do you want to play Aaron Rodgers or not? Yes, I would, because I want to evaluate how good I am as a team, and I want to see how good they are against, you know, a better quarterback and a better team with a top-notch quarterback. But also a win is a win, and that helps you with your seed. But I don't know. I don't – talent-wise, no. Their defensive-wise, no. Injury-wise, no. They're not a one or two seed. But, guys, you have Jalen Johnson potentially coming back. You have Kyler Gordon potentially coming back. You have T.J. Edwards potentially coming back. That's three starters. That's a Pro Bowler and one of the best nickelbacks in the NFL that are coming back. So if you put those guys together, and we started talking at the end of the postgame show, we were getting excited about it as well, of what the future could be of these Bears. And you start – thinking in those terms, maybe, but right now, realistically, Marshall, I've got to say no. I just think those other teams are above and beyond. I think their quarterbacks are better. They've been there before. Caleb has not. And that's what I'm hoping, that these games and these weeks are experience for Caleb, that in the future, when you ask that question, we say, hell yeah. Hell yeah, we can do it, because Caleb's been there before. He's done this, and we have the talent. These first-rounders are now maturing into stars and making game-winning plays like they are to beat the Bengals in these games at the end of the last few weeks. So right now, no, but hopefully in the future. But with the guys coming back, you never know, though, man.
I am just thinking about this while you're talking about it, as we all try to define what's going on with the Bears. I have not had this much trust for a Bears coach or executive since, ready for this, guys, Theo Epstein. When Theo Epstein came here, and there was a lot of losing that went on, so it's different in that regard, but there was this handing over of trust, almost blind trust, because you saw the competence. You saw the action that was taken by Theo Epstein. In this case, it's Ben Johnson. Do you agree with that, or is it starting to get to be hyperbole when it comes to Ben Johnson and why I trust this team now, Patrick, and next year too, whereas my jadedness would have precluded me in the past from looking beyond this season?
No, and Mark, you would know as good as anybody. You were in that locker room every day. You felt it, right? You knew what the guy, you could, when you were talking to the guys on the losing streaks and bad teams, they didn't have it. I think now they have it, and that's a credit to Ben Johnson. And it's not only just Ben Johnson, it's the staff he's built. If you watch all his players play across the board, I mean, in the run game, the receivers are blocking. Everybody's playing hard. And that's a credit to Ben Johnson. And, you know, obviously I watch special teams a lot, and I'll give you, this is a credit to Ben Johnson, this is a credit to Hightower, this is a credit to their culture. There's punt safe. Punt safe is when the defense stays out there on fourth down because they're afraid of, maybe it's fourth and short, maybe they could run a fake punt. Well, Jaquan Brisker's out there, right? He is playing his butt off and putting a guy into the ground when he doesn't have to do that. It's just a punt safe, kick the ball, you know, fair catch at the 10-yard line, plays over. But he has everybody on that in that locker room, on that field, buying into playing as hard as they can. And when I saw that, that tells me everybody's got Ben Johnson's back, and that's the culture there that he's built. And it's just a little play, but that's an example of everybody buying in. Another one is, Olin posted it last week on social media, that the run that DeAndre Swift had and Tyson Bagent's ripping his jacket off on the sideline. Everybody's running over to him to tap him on the helmet. Everybody's bought in. That is Ben Johnson. He has changed that culture, and that is a lot of credit to him.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the Bears' former long snapper, longest tenured Bear, part of our pre- and post-game show coverage here on 670 The Score. And our segment with him brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Another thing to add to that, Patrick, is how many times have we talked about the demeanor of the Bears quarterback on the sideline, whether we'd see him sitting by himself too many times. And I'm talking about if it was Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields, Caleb Williams, take your pick. And we don't see that. You know, and a lot of the times when you look at the bench during the game, it's Caleb Williams talking to one of the members of the offensive staff and going over, I think, a game plan, you know, or there's some sort of like discussion with him and the rest of the offense. I think that speaks to what you're talking about. Then we also see, for example, chatty position groups. You know, you'll see like Kevin Byard chatting on the sideline during the game. And you know, and I know, that's a lot of times where they're sharing information that they've gleaned during the game to take advantage of their opponent. That's the in-game adjustments we talk about. You know, what do you think about that part of the communication we're seeing too?
That's huge. And that's just trust, and that's openness, and with everybody across, you know, different position groups. But to go back to Caleb, what I've always said is I want the quarterback to take ownership of the team, not just the offense, the team. Olin and I got in a kind of a funny disagreement in the post game, breaking down Caleb's post-game press conference, because he said the word I too many times. Like, I did, you know. And I said, I'm okay with it a little bit. I don't want too much of it. But when a quarterback to me says I, it's he's talking about his offense. You know, I need to get the guys going. I need to get this offense not making mistakes. Stop the illegal procedures and things like that. So I like him saying it. I don't want him to go overboard. But what I'm seeing from Caleb and what I'm seeing from the sideline, even his demeanor in postgame, that he's taking ownership of this offense. He's disappointed that they didn't play well enough on offense. You know, there's discussion, maybe you guys can find out later this week, or we will. Is it mad because he didn't play well, or is it because they took the ball out of his hands in the fourth quarter on some of these crucial plays? I don't know, but if that is what it is, he's still taking ownership of this team. And the way he talks about his offense, I like that. That's what the upper echelon quarterbacks do. that I've seen, that I've listened to across the league, and I like that, and I like the way he is engaged on the sideline.
I have to ask you, the Commanders signing Jake Moody off the practice squad from the Bears.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with that? And now knowing that Cairo Santos is your only option as a kicker?
Yeah, I mean, guys, he was 4 for 5. He missed a 45-yarder. He hit the game winner, went back out there and hit it. He proved in the dome, you know, he had a 54-yarder, probably had 5 or 6 yards to spare. Everybody's going to struggle at Soldier Field or outdoors for the rest of the year. That is what it is. You know what? There's a couple things. You can talk about the top 3 or 4 kickers in the league. I don't think Cairo is that. Is he very good? Yes. But he's not going to be kicking the 60-yarders. And especially now in Soldier Field, I'm going to like him more than most kickers because he's been here a while. He's been in these elements, and I trust him.
Hey, Pat, did you happen to hear our interview with your former teammate Rex Grossman recently?
A little bit. What do we got?
Well, no, it was really good to hear his voice.
Yes,
man. And I don't know if you keep in touch with him or what your relationship is like with him, if you're going to go boating with him maybe on Friday.
Yeah, he's got that city cruise with Urlacher Alex Brown.
I was just curious.
Yeah,
I was just curious if you'd heard
it.
Actually,
I got a neat story about that. My daughter, when we were living in Florida, she went to like a Goodwill or something and found a Rex Grossman jersey.
Really?
And she came home with it, and she bought it for like $2 or something. I'm like, hey, do you want to get that signed by Rex? And this just talks about our locker room, how close our locker room is. Like, you know, we all have each other's number, and I sent Rex a text. I'm like, hey, my daughter bought your – I didn't tell him where she bought it and how much she bought it for.
Oh, wow.
But would you mind signing it for her? He said, no problem, send it. He sent it back with a nice little note to her, all that kind of stuff. But Rex is a great guy. I just feel bad for him early in his career that – the injuries that he had to overcome.
Yeah.
I just wonder how different his career would have been, how more beloved he would have been in Chicago if he would have been able to grow through those young years without being injured. But it is good to hear him talk. And, I wish he did more. And I also wish he was able to do more in Chicago when he played here. But, guys, he took us to a Super Bowl. That 06 year, those first 10 games of that year, he was in MVP conversation.
Yeah.
You go back and look at his numbers, that offense – was 1 or 2 in the league, and it had a lot to do with Rex Grossman.
Ironically, I think it was up until about the signature Arizona win that mm-hmm. year. It was. I don't think Rex played particularly well in that game, and the sort of
no,
after
it was,
that,
it was poor.
Yeah, it was poor. I wanted to be nice to your friend after all these years.
It was poor.
But yeah, it was a poor game, and then the decline started to occur. But it was really good. Like, he's an important character. That's why I brought it up. He's such an important character.
Oh, 100%.
In Bears history, right? He's the pre-color.
I mean, all you heard was Lovie say Rex is our quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times?
I got told.
I wish somebody could go back and count those.
I got told. I was filling in. This is funny. I was filling in for Jeff Joniak Josh Liss. Over on BBM, so I did the interview with Lovey, mm-hmm. and so I had to ask the questions, and I got Mark, Rex is our quarterback, and I remember like Joniak being kind of like, why did you need to pin him down there? I'm like, because these are the questions that needed to be asked here. So I do have the distinction of being one of many reporters who was told Rex is our
Mark,
quarterback.
Mark, it almost became a bit, and it was a great bit.
Yes.
I guarantee you, if you asked Lovey, he'd be like, oh, yeah, big guy, I was just having fun with you.
Now he can say that.
It didn't seem like that.
Now he would.
100%. Oh. That's this humor, man. He had that dry sense of humor.
That's hilarious.
I would love if somebody would ask him. I would like to know the true answer.
We just need to get Lovey on the show. Like, it's time.
Yes.
Like, we all know what we all know what he did for
this
team.
That's another one. It's time.
We all know.
Second best coach in Bears history.
I know, guys. We got real quick. I got to see him at Devin Hester's Hall of Fame induction and got to talk to him for a while. And I opened up about training camp, missing curfew a few nights, how much I golfed, all that kind of stuff. And he always said, big guy. He's like, all right, big guy, that's enough. I don't need to know everything. He goes, I know stuff was going on, but I just don't need to know everything even now.
Oh, my God, that's great.
That's the kind of dad you want to have. All right.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yes.
Never do anything I'm supposed to.
Oh, right. I mean, but I was there for practice every morning. I never went to TJ's past closing.
See, and that's why he didn't know. That's why. Patrick Manley, thanks as always for joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Of course, before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for the Your Local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Patrick Olin Krutz and Mully get you set for the game, and then immediately after, they have instant reaction on the post-game show. It is all presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Thanks as always, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
All right, see you guys. Have a great week.
That's Patrick Manley. Coming up next, we have a bit of... It's developing news. I guess it broke.
It's a developing story.
It's actually unbreaking news, if that makes sense.
Oh, unbreaking news.
Uh-huh. We'll discuss it next, along with taking a look at what we learned in Week 11 in the NFL. We go around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
Oh, yeah. The old Aaron Rodgers. I own you. I still own you. But do you? Do you? Technically, the people of Cook County own Soldier Field. I'm just saying.
There's other shareholders, of course. There's a board of operators.
Yeah, the Parks District. What's up, Parks District?
Yeah. Who else? Edgar Bennett, I think, has a little piece in the Bears still, even though he played for the Bears. But every tight end that the Packers have ever had in their life, they walk around owning a little bit of the Bears. So there's multiple owners.
No. Brian, what I'm trying to say is the only ones who really own anything around here is us. The people who pay the taxes. For
Bears. Yeah, that's right. So city proper. We are city proper people.
Take that, Aaron Rodgers. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason he is brought up is because it looks like He might, this is closer to thinking he might play Sunday. The latest from Adam Schefter 17 minutes ago, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin told reporters that Aaron Rodgers has a fracture in his wrist that will not require surgery. His status for Sunday's game against Chicago is uncertain. He also followed it up by saying he is not expected to practice Wednesday. That's tomorrow. I still think he's playing.
I still want him to play.
I am vehemently opposed to him playing football if you want to get a win. Do you want him to break your heart, Grody?
No, I want to break him in two.
Okay. This is the best chance.
This is the best chance.
Okay.
It's hey, we talked about this backstage a little bit. I know we'll probably discuss it more. But would there? This season still needs a signature moment. Would it not be best to not only go to 8-3, but do it against the guy who believes he owns you?
What about going to 8-3, just period? Just go to 8-3 and then worry about it next week.
You'll have your signature chance next week.
We do sports entertainment here at The Score. Okay. I want it to be entertaining, too.
Hold on. You think the team that lost by two touchdowns to Tyler Huntley can't make this entertaining?
I think it's way more entertaining if the Bears beat Aaron Rodgers, and the 58,000 people that will be in attendance at Soldier Field all get to witness a late pick six by Nashawn Wright.
So if I told you the Bears, if I just said by the...
Oh, I see what you did
if
there.
If I told you by the numbers that the Bears, I'm just throw out these numbers.
Okay.
The Bears have a 75% chance of beating the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers.
And if
they have a 50% chance of beating the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers, which one would you take?
I want Aaron Rodgers on that.
You take the 50-50.
I'll take the 50-50.
You're crazy.
Honestly,
bring it to me. Bring him to me.
We're playing with house money. F it. Give me
it's
Aaron Rodgers.
It's not house money.
Thank you. In the words of
Can
Clever Lang,
that?
You ain't so bad.
Here's why it's not house money, Layla. They've clinched nothing, and they've got a lot of tough opponents on the schedule. Like, yeah, you're probably going to get to face maybe, Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. There are wins to be had out there, but I can't just see three wins
you
without...
You could have said quarterback and the Browns. I will worry about the Eagles game when I need to. In the meantime, bring me Aaron Rodgers.
Bring his head. The Eagles game right now because you just saw what they did to the Lions.
More ale for my men.
Yeah, like
what?
Oh, that's Drago.
I must break you.
No, I was talking about.
I couldn't hear it.
I said
really
Clever
well.
Lang from Rocky III. That'd be Mr. T, who said, "You ain't so bad. You ain't so bad, Aaron Rodgers. Your powers are weakening. You are. It's like you're Superman with a kryptonite chain."
What happened
He's
to Clever Lang at
McAfee
the end of that movie?
Anymore.
He's not even on McAfee
what
anymore.
What happened?
I don't even know if
Lang
he's really
at
married.
The end of that movie.
Well,
what happened to Clever Lang at the end of that movie?
Well, he lost like
okay.
everybody.
Yes, that's my point.
Well, this is real life. No. And Aaron Rodgers is 41.
Yeah, why are you dwelling on fiction, man?
Bring me Aaron Rodgers.
You guys are crazy.
No, yeah, crazy. Yes,
I understand
yes.
the one. I understand the one.
I was
one.
Like, no, yeah, wait, yeah, I am, yeah.
There, everybody needs this,
Mark,
Marshall.
Layla, I understand the want to beat Aaron Rodgers and to proverbially or truly, literally break him. I understand that.
Well, he's already broken.
But do you want that satisfaction more than you want to be 8-3? The answer should be no.
I think that don't they go hand in hand?
No.
It is time for a sports hypothetical.
If the Bears beat Aaron Rodgers,
the
they beat the Steelers.
I've got it. Okay, sports monkey's paw. It's not as hurtful as of a monkey's paw. Which one feels better to you? These are your options. You can't remix them.
Okay.
Number one, you beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph. You improve to 8-3.
Okay.
But number two, you lose to the Steelers, but you intercept Aaron Rodgers two times and you sack him another four. And then the Steelers have to win because of their defense or something else that isn't the offense.
Do you aggravate
Which
the lefterist?
Which one feels better?
Do you aggravate
number
the lefterist
one.
Of the process?
No, not you.
No, not
me. I need my meatballs and I need Mark Grody. And you know Ray and Robbie. And Ray, you know. Mark Grody, which
Layla,
option feels
I'm
better?
I'm afraid that my desire is, when I talk about wanting wanting Aaron Rodgers to play. It is to beat Aaron Rodgers. So even though I hear what you're saying, you beat him up a little bit in the game, but you lose. Can't have it. I want the Bears to beat Aaron Rodgers, and I will be in the press
box.
What
if they beat Aaron Rodgers? No remixing.
It's like you ignore the rules.
I don't want that.
So what? Yeah, because I'm almost like, you know what? It's almost a moral win if you beat Aaron Rodgers and sack him a bunch and intercept him a bunch, but you lose the game. It would still feel decent.
This goes beyond meatball. That would feel logical.
No, it doesn't.
Take the eight and three.
I'm not coaching the team.
Take the 8-3. If you're a Bears fan, you take 8-3. Ray, I'll let you weigh in.
I want a win. I would love a win over Aaron Rodgers, but I would take a win without Aaron Rodgers in the mix. So that's how I feel about it.
It's the sports monkey's paw. Detroit, you either get a win or you get to embarrass Aaron Rodgers.
I'll take the win.
Go ahead, Detroit fan.
So if, let's say the Bears beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph, we would talk about it for a week and then it would go away. If the Bears ended Aaron Rodgers' career and destroyed him, we'd talk about that forever. Every time.
Look, I just want the Bears to beat Aaron Rodgers. So I guess my answer is the other one.
You take the L. Robbie, to your point, though, yes, we talk about it for a week. Less than. You know why? Because they play the freaking reigning Super Bowl champs at their place on Friday.
I'm not worried about that right now.
Like, when you hear the name Corey Wooten, what do you think about?
Brett Favre.
Pain. Exactly. Like, I want to destroy Aaron Rodgers. I hate him.
If you destroy Aaron Rodgers and still lose, Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, still gets the last laugh.
He really does.
Because he is the type who'd be like, well, we won the game.
Exactly, Layla. You already know what he would be saying.
Hey, Ray, do you know how many wins the Steelers have right now?
Yeah, I'm immunized.
They have six. You know who said they wouldn't get more than six this season? Mark Grody.
Oh, no.
So if Aaron Rodgers gets the dub but yet gets hurt or throws four picks, he'll just be like, didn't that Grody guy say I wasn't even going to get to this
I thought it would
level?
Implode, I admit, with Aaron Rodgers. And guess what? It hadn't been great lately. Hasn't been. They don't look like they did early in the season. It's all coming undone.
Are they in first place?
Doesn't matter. I'm just talking about what's real. Doesn't matter.
So you don't even care that the Bears are in first place, because if they lose, they're no longer in first place, probably. They no longer have the tiebreaker over the Lions who will win.
Wait, why wouldn't I care that the Bears aren't in first place anymore?
Because they wouldn't be in first place.
I still think it's a sexy sports monkey's paw question.
Because the Lions get the Giants at home. So they're going to win. They have the tiebreaker over you. You're no longer sitting at the top of the NFC North.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about this.
Giving the North back after 1 week.
New coach bump is on for the Giants.
That's already happened.
I thought they were going to win this
I know.
Last
they got to beat the Packers.
The bump is over.
That's it coming close against the Packers is the bump?
Yeah, that's how it works. It's a 1 week bump.
Why you got to be like that to Mike Kafka? He's one of us.
You know what else? In the ESPN power rankings, the Packers are still ranked ahead of the Bears. Why? Because they were able to pull out the win against the Giants. So did the Bears.
Because they have a defense. That you wanted to answer. I'm just giving you the answer. They have a defense.
I thought about the neutralize Aaron Rodgers thing all wrong.
Okay, what you got?
The real loss would be if he wasn't a factor at all. It would be if he had a perfectly lame game. Where he completed, I don't know, 60% of his passes, but they were like dinks and dunks, and there wasn't some explosive play.
In a Steelers win, you're saying?
No, just in the game.
Okay.
Where he was just there. That would be the biggest defeat to Aaron Rodgers, if he was just there.
Well,
if
he were Bears
Aaron Rodgers'
win too, right?
Game manager.
But the Bears would have to win.
The Bears do have to win for
but
me
I think
to
that
be
that
happy.
Would be the most cruel punishment to Aaron Rodgers, where he wasn't even really a factor, and you didn't even care, and he couldn't even be that hype. Where he was just there.
I'm just telling y'all, the path to salvation is getting into the playoffs and getting as high a seed as possible.
Oh, shoot.
So get the eighth win. Understand then you would have five games left and need just two wins in five games to get to 10 wins. I
don't want salvation. I want sin. I want to beat Aaron Rodgers. I want to sin.
Sinner.
Is it sin or is it redemption?
Mm.
I don't think is it redemption when you beat an old man and it's like he's old. He's not the same guy.
Yeah, you brought up.
Did you see
Aaron
what
Rodgers
Joe
sucks.
Flacco just did? Joe Flacco didn't look old. Well, Aaron Rodgers is only 1 year older than Joe Flacco.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Don't
I
worry
point
about that.
Out, okay.
Don't worry about that part.
I think you guys. I love you guys. but it's crazy that you would
don't
rather
patronize us.
Break him. I do love you. That's true.
No,
you think I don't love you?
This is the management sandwich.
You.
Let him cook.
I actually do. I think you and I kind of agree a little bit more. As I said, I need the Bears to win and beat Aaron Rodgers. That's why I want him to play. That's the bottom line for me.
If like, you're not okay. if you're yeah. not going to beat the Steelers, then I just need you to embarrass Aaron Rodgers. Like, I want Dennis Allen to call. You know how I feel about Dennis Allen's unhinged blitzes, right?
Yeah, you like them.
I do. So I need, like, the weirdest blitzes you've ever seen.
Oh, you like that? Kirk Cousins.
Is Jalen Johnson playing this week?
That's the question. If Jalen Johnson suddenly walks through that tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Or but TJ hey, Edwards. Hey,
even if it's where people are projecting it to be, and that would be the Green Bay game, that'd be pretty sick, too.
Yeah, I just...
But that would be very cool. This
Kyler
weekend.
Gordon, where are you
I
at?
Think you guys,
where's your practice window?
I know that sports make us emotional.
TJ
and
Edwards.
It makes us illogical to a certain extent. But I need you guys to just understand. The most important thing that happens this weekend is a Bears win, regardless of who is playing quarterback.
But if they happen to lose...
I just love a good sports hypothetical.
A good shiner to the eye of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe, as Layla said, a couple of interceptions. Maybe the dream, the Nashawn Wright pick six. Like, even if they just to leave a mark.
Okay.
Immunize this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
I was going to say something else, but we can't
say it. Is that a new one,
or
is that from way back when?
That was him lying about getting his vaccine.
Oh, that's right. We went through that whole thing.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about that we know that we're post-pandemic nowadays?
The high five.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, do we bring the high five back?
The high five is here. I gave Layla a high five.
Like, and, fist bump, you know, that's the typical greeting now.
High five is a little bit more giving, right? You're giving yourself a little bit more
a little
to somebody.
It's a little more palm, and then, you know, you might touch that area of your face, that part of your hand.
Palm's a very sensitive area, very germinated area. Why are you covering your face, Marshall?
I'm just waiting to go to break, as per usual.
He's waiting to go to break because he found what is perhaps...
You do have something good
for
us.
...the worst dating advice for all time.
It's not great. It's not great. But you know what? I understand why he's the one saying what he said.
Did you need more ammunition against a class of Americans who is quickly ruining the country? And no, I am not talking about any certain party. Let's do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen to Raheemi, Harris, and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
This is halftime. We spent our first segment not just talking about Caleb Williams, but wishing him and Joe Tooney happy birthdays. Have you wished your quarterback a happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Have you said to your local offensive lineman, Joe Tooney, happy birthday today? It is their birthdays. We also talked about Ben Johnson taking responsibility for play calling and the decisions that were made in order to be able to win the game against the Vikings. Patrick Manley talked to us at 11. We talked about the Bulls beating the Denver Nuggets at full strength in Denver. Nicely done, Bulls. We went around the NFL, but it just turned into more Aaron Rodgers talk as well.
It's nap time.
Is it time? It's time.
Let it out, Marshall.
Let me tell you guys about Bill Ackman. Do you know who that is?
Bill Ackman? Are you Ackman. Is he the science guy?
He is an American billionaire.
Bill Nye? Oh, it's not Bill Nye. Bill Ackman.
Okay. Yeah, that's the science guy, Bill Nye. This is Bill Ackman. He's an American billionaire hedge fund manager. He's the founding and chief executive of Pershing Square Capital Management, an investment management company. He has been described as an activist investor. As of July 2025, Ackman's net worth was $9.4 billion by Forbes. Got that?
Oh, good. More attention for billionaires who yes. are also what sounds like venture capital or hedge fund or private capital people. Gee, I've never heard of them before.
Bill Ackman was born on May 11th, 1966. That makes him 59 years of age. Got that part too? I think that's going to be important contextually. 59 years old.
Thank you.
59-year-old billionaire.
I got it. I'm writing this all down.
Bill Nye.
Bill Ackman is active on Twitter. He's got 1.8 million followers on the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Does he tell people to wake up at 4 a.m. for that billionaire mindset?
I don't follow him. I only have seen one of his tweets, but it's the tweet I saw that had me raising not one but both eyebrows. Here's the tweet. I hear from many young men that find it difficult to meet young women in a public setting. In other words, the online culture has destroyed the ability to spontaneously meet strangers. As such, I thought I would share a few words that I used in my youth to meet someone that I found compelling.
How do you do, fellow kids?
You look compelling.
He's 59 years old, so just take that into consideration when he says he used them in his youth.
And he's a billionaire, which means he probably at least came from millions first.
I would ask, quote, may I meet you, end quote, before engaging further in a conversation. I almost never got a no. It inevitably enabled the opportunity for a further conversation. I met a lot of really interesting people this way. I think the combination of proper grammar and politeness was the key to its effectiveness. You might give it a try. And yes, I think it should also work for women seeking men as well as same-sex interactions. Just 2 cents from an older, happily married guy concerned about our next generation's happiness and population replacement rates.
Why in the damn hell are you concerned about population replacement rates? What is that?
Also, thank you so much for giving us 2 cents out of your $9.4 billion of worth. I appreciate that.
If you were concerned about the next generation's happiness, you wouldn't game the system to negate the middle class and make sure that rent is unaffordable, as is other everything else, turning it into an oligopoly. Like, groceries wouldn't be through the roof expensive. People could afford to live. But sure, Sure, tell me about your concerns about population replacement rates. That's a thing that people hang out with people say.
Let's not even get to that part yet. Let's just start with the basic premise. Layla, if a man that you did not know and had never met in your life came up to you in public and said, "May I meet you?" What would your response be?
Are you a billionaire? Otherwise, why are you saying this to me?
Also, the billionaire part probably has a little bit to do with the effect that he says, "I almost never got to know." Come on, man.
Was he flashing a $20,000 suit while he's doing this?
No, he's probably in the same room as other people who also are in a vacuum.
I think this is...
May I meet you?
This is tough.
I mean, I'm all for the proper grammar is probably pretty cool. The politeness, that's probably a win.
Mark, have you ever picked up a woman in public?
I would like to talk to you about the population replacement rates.
Have you ever picked up a woman in public?
I have.
Okay. Have you ever said, "May I meet you"?
No.
Would you ever say, "May I meet you"?
No.
Robbie, let's go a little younger with the demographic. Have you ever picked up a woman in public?
Yeah.
Have you ever used the phrase, "May I meet you"?
No.
Would you ever consider even anything close to those choice words?
No, not at all.
So, stop giving bad advice. Actually, just stop giving advice. If you want to give advice on how to game the system and make some cash, I'll listen because you're worth $9.4 billion.
Hey there, dull face. You want to go to the Five and Dime for a slice of 10-cent pie? Why, yes, I do.
We got a boomer.
But people are roasting this man, as they should. And just, the people who live in the vacuum and don't understand how the rest of us interact, that's the irony here, is he's saying, "I wish you guys interacted more in real life. I wish you interacted with more real people in real life and not just people in your inner circle."
I don't know what the more appropriate equivalent is for the phrase, "give people enough rope," and you know the rest of it. But when he says, "concern about our next generation's happiness," while they game the system to take all resources for themselves, and then also says, "and population replacement rates."
What does that mean?
Exactly. What? People are trying to pay rent, dude.
Yeah. So
thanks in part to policies that you support. So, okay, cool. Cool.
There's this idea that people aren't interacting in real life anymore because of, app culture.
Of course.
All that
it's
stuff.
It's true. Yeah.
And that people need to get back to basics.
That's a way of life. And to some people, that's cool. If that's your way to do it, that's fine. I think we're all three probably hybrids in that regard.
As somebody who has plenty of young mentees in this business and otherwise...
I think I gotta say plenty of ladies.
No. We're locked in. We're doing other stuff right now.
Those
guys will be in tomorrow.
That will also not work, I don't
think. The ladies' men will be in tomorrow. Russell Dorsey will be in for the noon hour, I believe, right? And Clay Harbor will co-host the show.
Honestly,
both of you,
you're the hottest of the three, honestly.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bottom line here is...
I love the fight.
Just talk to people like normal people. "Hi, my name's Marshall. Nice to meet you. What's your name?" And go with that.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. Don't be creepy. Don't be weird.
I do want to take this time to say, just make somebody else feel comfortable.
Yes.
That is the easiest way. Now, maybe it's the simplest way. I shouldn't say easy because it's not always easy. But that is the simplest way. If you just make people feel comfortable, "hey, how are you?" That works, especially if you pause and then give time for the person to say hi and then respond with whatever else.
A little bit of distance, too. You don't want to be right up in their grill.
Respect the personal space. And
you'll have a date with Layla. There it is.
Layla, I understand shooters shoot. This man's trying to teach people how to use a musket. Can we stop that?
Yeah. Yes, I think that is a fair assessment. But
musket.
The last sentence there really tells some truth. That is a... Yeah. So just don't do that is the moral of the story.
Have you ever been hit on at a grocery store? Have you ever had that guy?
No.
Layla?
Not at a grocery store. Okay. I don't know. I had a nice conversation with somebody at the Jewel once.
The Jewels.
So yeah, maybe, okay. But I don't know. It wasn't I wasn't offended. It was fun.
Oh,
I was trying to find mint for a salad.
Oh, wow. It's very memorable for you, apparently.
What
it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the sad part is there's only one produce aisle, and I just couldn't seem to find it.
Robbie's clearly never been to a grocery store, but that's okay.
Oh, come on.
You know what? You and
those
I...
are some good-looking carrots. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you.
How about you
Would
and
you
I...
Would you want to meet?
Yeah, after the show, you and I, we go to like Whole Foods or something like that. And
you let's...
I'll put the camera on you, and I want you to do the may I meet you thing.
May
how about that?
I was your wingman. I'm writing notes down.
I'm taking care of you. You're the young, handsome man, so I am going to let you do the asking out of the ladies.
I just can't get over as a billionaire being like, I'm concerned about population rates. Then make it affordable to have kids, dude.
Oligopoly.
Then make it affordable.
Tell somebody your name. Give them a compliment, not based on their looks. You'll be fine.
How about a line? How about a good line, too? No?
Someone on the text line said, go back to the old Fresh Prince. Your feet must be tired because you've been running through my mind all day.
Jazz always trying to hit on Hillary.
Oh, and got thrown out.
Every time.
Every time.
Why did that make me laugh so much?
Watch old sitcoms. Watch 90s sitcoms.
I use the Stewie from a sitcom. Stewie Griffin. Yeah.
From Family Guy?
The baby?
I did a... Shot in the dark. You want to go out sometime? And we did for a year.
Yeah.
What?
It's not that hard.
For a year.
It's not that hard.
And you know what you did? You asked a question. You're like, hey, are you interested in this idea?
It was going well.
And they'll
like,
let you
it
know
was
if
going
they're
well.
Not interested. It's okay if they're not interested.
Right. You could be a 230 hitter and still have a great life.
Also, Shot in the Dark is basically the male version of the Monica from Friends. I'm breezy, which I am not. I am not breezy at all.
Shot in the Dark. You want to go out? Yes. Yes, I do.
It's 773.
For 1 year.
You mean population replacement isn't a comfortable conversation? That's how I picture it. I am concerned about population replacement.
What about oligopoly?
Sure.
You use that word. I just love it. I love it.
Because it's true in many aspects of life. We have five questions there for you next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.